it's difficult to describe exactly what musique is. It's an orchestra, but not like any other orchestra you've ever seen. Musique founder and artistic director Rachel Warby is passionate about her music. Rachel brings a very interesting background that I would rather have her tell you about than me. And she is going to be having some performances coming up with Musique, the ensemble she created in March of 2011. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dot. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, first of all, music is obviously your passion. When did you really fall in love with music yourself?
You know, I've been in love with music ever since I've been alive. My parents are music lovers, and music was an essential part of my growing up. I cannot remember a day of my life which was music-less. I used to, as a young person, listen to everything from Bach to Thelonious Monk, Odetta, The Weavers, Beethoven, Nina Simone, Broadway musicals for sure, Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals, then West Side Story. So I've been always a person whose ears were attuned to the sounds of music and for whom the act of being an artistic listener was always essential.
So from being an artistic listener who loved pretty much everything, how did you go from there to, I want a career in this, I want to be a conductor?
Leonard Bernstein was my idol. Well, I idolized Leonard Bernstein, and I pretty much idolized Janis Joplin, and I guess I went the academic route. And I just wanted to be like him when I grew up. And I've always felt that being a conductor was more or less like running a large community or a kibbutz, so that I wanted always to be a person who had access to a large roster of artists, not just orchestral musicians. And the founding of Musique really brings me full circle to my life as a person for whom all music that's great music is music that deserves to be heard live by everybody.
And Musique got some rave reviews, I understand, when they first started.
We did. We were fortunate enough to have my beloved colleague and friend Jesse Norman open for us in July of 2011. And of course, her world fame and artistry brought us audience and attention unlike any other we could have possibly wished for. And it was quite a gift from her to the San Gabriel Valley.
And quite a gift to the listeners from everything I've heard.
Yes, it was an astonishing moment. And we have continued really to expand and to embrace all musics. We had an event last week that was all about jazz. We have an event coming up next month that is really about the art of the song, featuring songwriter and famed producer, local legend Tina Clark. I was in a meeting just prior to coming to the station to talk with you, Dot, with the foremost producer of hip-hop, dreaming up an event for Musique for 2014, which will be one in which we'll answer the question, what the heck is hip-hop?
Oh, how much fun is that going to be? I've wondered a couple different things. I'm just going to start at the beginning here. I know that you became a conductor in a time when really people looked at you and said, no way, a woman can't be a conductor. What did you do to change their minds at first?
You know, I don't know that I was actually out to do something to change people's minds. I kept at it. Though I was filled with self-doubt and as racked with fear as one might imagine, somehow my constitution as a risk taker was fueled by the fear and doubt rather than doused. And I guess if you're born to take risks, you find a place for yourself in this world that allows you to do so and to be creative. All creative people, I think, are by nature risk takers.
What was the best risk that you took along that pathway on your road to becoming a conductor?
The best risk? The biggest risk I think I took was this risk called musique, ultimately, because it really dared not only me, but it dared an entire community to look at the art of listening in a different way and to accept all great music as valuable. So people who for whom Jesse Norman was iconic are now people for whom jazz is also iconic, and next season they'll find hip-hop to be iconic. And I think the notion that one can really listen to music with great passion and great empathy and understand it, and therefore understand one's self better, is part of the reason that music is finding the audience it's finding, and knock on wood, if there is any in the studio, finding the magnificent success it has found thus far.
I might have to come back to you with the break coming up, but how did you first get the concept for music, and how did you first come to found the orchestra?
You know, I had long dreamt of a situation where all genres of music could be presented in one evening in a fashion that shone the brightest light on them all and where they all elevated one another. And so that I had long wanted to press Duke Ellington up against Johann Sebastian Bach and press both of them up against a hip-hop MC or spoken word poet and get them both, all those three elements together with some fantastic moment in dance. And I was very fortunate that I had made a home here in Pasadena, where there is a community of people who are who relish the deliciousness of creativity. And somehow they got together as a small group and made a decision to support my wild notion. I don't know that any of us dreamt that it would come to be such a formidable ensemble and institution. I think at first we just thought it would be maybe one event.